Baby girl, I'm going to set you free today. So if you have been freaked out or judged yourself for scary thoughts in your head, this episode goes out for you. It's yours. It's dedicated to you. And I've been there and I can't wait for you to feel so much better in just a second. So listen in, baby. Oh, and don't forget, at the very end of this episode, I'm going to tell you, actually, I'll probably tell you at the beginning and maybe even the middle too, about a free 90-minute deep dive training that I'm doing on postpartum anxiety, depressiveness, and just not feeling like yourself. We're going to get you feeling like yourself again, so stay tuned. Welcome, Mama, to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. Finally, a podcast dedicated just to the mental and emotional world of us postpartum women. I am your friend, fellow mama, and postpartum life coach, Lizzie Langston. After intense birth trauma, delivering my first child, and really scary mental health crises following the birth of my second and third baby, I set off on a six-year journey to understand postpartum mental health from the inside out. On this podcast, I bring you, as a mom of four and a certified postpartum life coach, the tools you need to avoid mental health crashes, to get out of the postpartum rut, and to embrace a vivacious motherhood that you love from the inside out. Let's get you feeling like yourself again, mama, and welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. Hello, my loves. Have you ever had a day that was not a great day? Today was a little bit like that until I talked to my friend Jamie. Hi, Jamie. You know who you are. And gosh, the beautiful power of just a good girlfriend conversation, a safe space. So hi, my name is Lizzie Langston, and I am a mom of four kids. I had my baby Ren, oh my gosh, 11 months ago today. 11 months ago is an emergency C-section. Not the way I wanted to wrap up all of my birthing years, but as the postpartum coach, it truly was a gift to be able to have that experience because I'd never had a C-section and now I really get it. I can understand so many more moms now. So thank you for listening in. If you're new here, get cozy. We are all about you, mama. We're all about you. I have been working hard for 4 months, literally, pausing a lot of other things in my business to completely focus on two things. Number one, launching my membership. I have a membership community. It's called Postpartum Freedom. The link will always be in the show notes or the links right underneath this episode in your podcast player. But that's been number one. And number two is creating a 90-minute training that's free for moms who know me or don't know me. So maybe if you're listening to this and you saw one of my ads on Instagram or Facebook, welcome, welcome. Whether we've met before or not, this training that we're doing, which will be on May 6th, that's a Monday, May 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This training is the absolute most potent, stuff. It is going to help you understand and feel so clear on exactly why you're feeling the way that you are. You're going to need to bring your intuition to this call because I'm not going to tell the answers to you for you because I don't know your answers. But when I say the ones that are true for you, your body will tell you. So it's going to require a lot of presence and it's going to be a huge delivery of value. I ask absolutely nothing in return. I do ask that you join the Facebook group that is created for those who register for this event because I'm going to be dropping in extra content, but I don't ask anything of you in return. I will be making an offer available to you at the end of the training to come join my program if that's something that you want. And I hope that I earn even a smidgen of interest in that because my plan is for this training to just help you so profoundly. But even if it just doesn't feel like the right time or the right thing, I still want you to have this incredible, incredible training that I've been spending months on with my team. So I'm putting the link in the show notes because I want you to have it. I want you to come. The link is just lizzielangston.com/event-registration. Okay, but the link will be in the show notes. All right, let's get on to today's episode. So the new Taylor Swift album just came out, The Tortured Poets Department. I happen to be a big Taylor Swift fan. It's okay if you're not, we can totally still hang. I am a songwriter and I also was just born like 3 months before Taylor. So I just feel like she's sort of a soul sister. And anyway, I'm not going to go on a huge long rant about the album, although I really think it's great. And her song, The Prophecy, has been in my mind for like 3 days in a row. I just keep singing it and playing it and singing it some more. And my daughter knows it now. It's great. She loves, side note, my daughter is 8 and she loves to look at my Apple Music app when it's playing, and they have a feature where you can click the lyrics and it will show you the lyrics and they highlight white as the song goes. So you can read along with the song, kind of like if you were singing karaoke. And it's so great because she gets to practice reading and she can navigate the song and sing the words while she's listening. So it's very fun. But with the new album, there are some awesome songs where she's very angry. If you have Apple Music, you will know that there are a multitude. Okay, sorry. There's a small group of playlists that Taylor put together, and she has a message from Taylor at the beginning of each playlist, and they go through the grief process. And there are songs on these playlists from all of her albums, not just the new one, but the new one's songs are grouped into which part of the grief process she's in. So one of the grief processes she's in is anger. And one of the songs talks about how she wants to kill the wife that goes and waters the flowers, you know, of the guy she used to love that is the neighbor. It's in the song Fortnite, which is her single that she released for this album. Anyway, so she's like, I want to kill her. Okay, that's what she says in the song. And I just want to take notice that nobody zoomed over to Taylor's house and took her cats away from her. And nobody said she's a psycho crazy killer person. Nobody took a thought that Taylor had in a moment of intense emotion and freaked out and thought she's actually going to be like somebody who kills somebody. Right? And yet when we as moms have a scary thought about throwing our kid across the room or whatever, fill in the blank, because I don't want to go through a whole bunch of triggering scary thoughts, okay? But whatever your scary thought is, you tend to what? What's your response typically? You tend to think that you're a horrible person, or that you tend to get afraid that maybe your kids would get taken away from you if you told someone about your scary thought. And a lot of us just really genuinely believe that the thought is part of us and is a reflection of our innermost character and who we are. But if you think about a songwriter, for example, right? She's a human. She's been in a relationship, then it ended. She's going through the grief process. She has scary thoughts. They might even come out of nowhere. She might even be like washing dishes in her kitchen and just be like, I want to kill her, like the neighbor's wife or whatever. But she doesn't. Okay. And I just want you to know and be reassured that if you are scared of a thought that came in your head, then congratulations. If the thought is violent or scary, okay, congratulations that you're not a psychopath, because psychopaths typically, right, are not scared of the scary thoughts. In fact, they kind of smile and then they have no issue with the creepy, scary thoughts. So I wanted you to know that. And I wanted you to just remember today that your thoughts do not necessarily reflect your truest character. They don't reflect your moral values. And I personally don't even believe that we create our thoughts all the time. If this is a topic that really concerns you or you're really trying to understand, I have one more free episode for you. And then I also have a lot more training and help with this inside of my membership, Postpartum Freedom, and my community. The course that's in there, we talk about this on our live calls. I can actually coach you and help you if you join us in the community. So you can always go to lizzielangston.com/community. I will just say that the other episode here on the Postpartum Coach Podcast is episode number 315, and it's all about intrusive thoughts, why they happen, and all of that. And it goes deeper into kind of the why. So if you're trying to wrap your head around that, go check out episode number 315. And then just remember, you don't have to do this alone, and we would love to have you in our community. Also, I guess I should say one more thing too, is that the other free resource I have for you is the Get Out of the Postpartum Rut free mini course. We don't talk as much about intrusive thoughts, but if you have not seen me teach live on the topic of postpartum everything, you are in for a treat. So you go to lizzielangston.com/mini course, or honestly, just go to the show notes. It's easier. I've got you. The link's right there. So you've got episode 315. On intrusive thoughts, besides this one, you've got the free mini course, and then you've got our community with live coaching. I teach in depth, and you've got the online course in there, as well as podcasts to make it all very easily accessible. And that's just lizzielangston.com/community. So next time you experience yourself having a thought that shocks you, alarms you, scares you, that frustrates you, annoys you, remember that you can be an observer of your thoughts, and you don't have to hold responsibility for having them. You can take responsibility for shifting them, changing them. But often what I will say is that the way to shift them and change them is through observing them and understanding them. Because when you observe them and understand them, typically you can start to see patterns. But if you are freaked out by the thought and you are in any sort of kind of judgment of it or evaluation of it, it's going to become emotionally charged. Your reaction to the thought gets emotionally charged. And unfortunately, what this does, even though we usually react because we're trying to dispel it, get rid of it, chuck it out, what this actually does, this big emotional like, oh, I can't believe I think that, or oh my gosh, am I a bad person now? This huge reaction, it's okay if you have it, but it actually gives attention to the thought. And the part of your brain that sends these thoughts doesn't care if it's good attention or bad attention. If the thought gets attention, then the brain just assumes that you need it or have use of it. And it could just kind of keep the pattern going, more where that came from. So what we want to do instead is we really just want to be like, oh, that was a thought that I just noticed that was in my mind. It is just a thought. It's not my thought. It's not the devil's thought. It's not anyone's thought. It's just a thought. And when you can be neutral and observe and not have strings attached, it doesn't get sticky. Because even if you're trying to push it out and push it away, again, that is actually spending a lot of energy on the thought. And your brain registers that as the thought is useful to you to some degree because you're spending energy on it. I was going to say, okay, so, and I couldn't talk. All right, that is a wrap for this lesson here today. I want you to know that in the free training, which is on May 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific, and you can register so that you can be emailed the link to join us, as well as emailed an invitation to the free exclusive Facebook group for those of us who are coming to the event so that we can really start to feel the community gathering. My gosh, there's already over 25 people that registered, 28 people. Was it last time I looked? Hold on, let me look. It was 29. It's 29 right now. And this is just day one that the registration ads have been on. I'm so excited to see how many people come and register for this. Oh my gosh. Okay, so again, The link to register is lizzielangston.com/event-registration. But if that's not super easy to remember, just go to the link in the show notes below this episode and you can register.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If I sound tired, it's because I am tired. So I'm going to go to bed now, but it's been so good to be with you. And I just have to tell you that I am so dang proud of this 90-minute content. It came to me all in one download, which is crazy because I've been preparing for it for like 4 months. But the moment that I sat down to actually consider what I was going to teach, the thing has a vibration of its own. It's a living, breathing thing, and it wants to be shown and it wants to be seen by the moms and it wants to go into your lives and help you feel better. It's time. I really feel that. I really feel that. I feel a connection to the goddess within me or the goddess of the universe, however it is, I don't know, but it's like the women are done suffering in silence, and they're done suffering without a cause or without an understanding of even what they're going through. They deserve a map. They deserve clear clarity, understanding. They deserve compassion, and they deserve tools to actually get themselves out of it. Not just validation, not just story sharing, even though those are extremely healing. But I'm talking about tools and actions that they can take and narratives that they can speak inside of their mind and body and ways to be with their emotion that actually moves them through it in a healthy way and gets to the root. So in this training, we'll be talking specifically about the root causes or reasons that are spiritual and emotional, not necessarily physiological, biological, spiritual and emotional as to why you could be struggling postpartum. And I want you to know that there is a solid reason that you haven't heard about these yet. And I'm going to reveal that to you inside the training as well. So make sure you register at the link in the show notes. It's May 6th, Monday, May 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's in less than 2 weeks. So make sure you get registered. Come join the Facebook group for extra support and help and access to me. And then leave a review on this podcast if you haven't already. I need some new reviews, you guys. It's been a while. So if you've been meaning to leave one, I would so appreciate it. I'll read it. Thank you so, so, so much. Okay, we'll see you next week. You can register for the free event in the show notes. Bye-bye. Mama, friend, sister, hi, it's Lizzie. I am so grateful that you chose my podcast today. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I want you to know that I have more help for you, more hands-on help to uplift you and support you, including a free text message series, as well as a popular free mini course moms love. It's called Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. I also have a coaching membership community for postpartum moms. You can check out all of these at lizzielangston.com/work-with-me. That's Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Langston, LANGSTON.com/work-with-me. I'd be honored if you checked out any of my stuff. And thank you again for listening. You are stronger than you know.